Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea dismisses President Trump's warnings. North Korea is dismissing U.S. President Donald Trump's stark warnings to launch military action against the socialist regime if it continues to threaten the U.S. But General Kim Rok-yeom, the commander of the North Strategic Rocket Forces, told the state-run KCNA news agency Thursday that sound dialogue is not possible with President Trump, calling him a man bereft of reason that only absolute force can work on him. In the meantime, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and many others stand with President Trump.
We would like to see results. The pressure campaign, we see that working. The international community is in agreement with the United States and many of our partners and allies on putting additional pressure on North Korea. The secretary happens to be coming back from the ASEAN conference where they had tremendous success. It was a good week for diplomacy.
And Japan has concerns as well. Henry Ridgewell reports from Tokyo.
Japan's prime minister reiterated the country's long-held position.
Here in Nagasaki, a city that continues to pray for perpetual peace, I reaffirm my commitment to realizing a peaceful world without nuclear weapons.
Analysts question whether that commitment would be tested if Japan came under attack. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.
Human smugglers drowned about 50 teenage Somali and Ethiopian migrants by shoving them into the water off the coast of Yemen. Survivors who buried the dead say they were among about 120 people aboard a boat sailing from the Horn of Africa to Yemen. The smugglers apparently feared they'd been spotted by authorities on shore and abruptly forced all their passengers overboard. This